Our house began as a stone square. My father, an architect, added two wings onto it to accommodate the ever-expanding family. By the time I, the last child of six, arrived, it was shaped like a U. Children's bedrooms were on two sides of the U, so we could look out our windows and see each other getting dressed. "I see you naked," one sister would call out through an open window. Another yelled back, "I see you in your polka-dotted underpants." From 7 to 8:50, I watched my sisters doing their homework, framed in the yellow light. At 9 p.m. sharp, the house went dark, the day ending with a flick of the switch, like a movie without credits. I lay back and listened as the night sounds began. Horses kicked their stall doors. Tree frogs clung to the window screens and sang to one another. Owls screeched and swooped over the fields, and the rooster crowed and crowed. My father always said that was because he was an Andalusian rooster and came from the wrong time zone.